government grants can only clean up the coffee shop toilets. It is the will of the owners that will keep them clean. I'm William Wan, formerly General Secretary of the Singapore Kindness Movement. Coffee shop toilets have been found to be dirtier than the shopping mall toilet, MRT station toilet, and the hawker center toilet, consistently so for many years. It is good that the government is taking this problem seriously and is having a skin in the game, so to speak, by putting aside $10 million to help make coffee shop toilet cleaner. For one thing, it's a matter of the will. Shopping malls and MRT stations and even hawker centers are able to keep the toilets cleaner now than before. I don't see why coffee shop toilets cannot be made cleaner. I think the question is who takes responsibility. There must be a sense of ownership. If there is no ownership, nobody cares. The other problem is that if the toilets are not clean, it's like a broken window syndrome. When the patrons use the toilets and since it's not clean, what's the whole point of trying to clean it? So it will consistently not be clean. I think grant money and harsher penalties should go hand in hand. If the owners can do whatever they want with the money and there is no follow-up, no maintenance, no training of staff, within a short time, we'll be back to square one. On the other hand, the toilets are so dirty now, if you don't have any funding to get it reset, I think the owners may claim that it's very difficult for them to do. And penalty has to be harsh. When they are recalcitrant, the harsher penalty will be like closing it down for one whole week. Until they begin to feel the pinch, they will not want to do anything different. The other measures that we can consider to improve coffee shop toilet cleanliness is to make it something that patrons themselves look forward to. So we need more education, we need more public consciousness. And if we penalize coffee shop owners who are recalcitrant, we should splash it across the papers and in the media. I also think that we need to identify who should be responsible. In the coffee shop culture, you sometimes have an owner who is also the landlord, who is also the operator. That makes it easy that one person should be responsible. Sometimes the owner is the landlord and they rent it out to an operator, the main operator who runs the whole coffee shop. Then maybe they should be jointly and severally liable. Both should be liable.